This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A red flag warning for northern Colorado in effect until 6 o'clock tonight, another hour, as low humidity and gusty winds could increase the risk of fire danger. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins is 47% contained, having burned more than 134,000 acres. The Wild Horse Fire broke out yesterday near Fort Carson and south of Colorado Springs. Expect delays on I-70 west of Denver starting today as CDOT adds a 12-mile toll lane near Idaho Springs. Spokesman Jeffrey Hampton says closing lanes helps to speed up construction, and as a bonus, he says tolls will be free on that section of roadway through winter.
We'll be able to kind of give that as a gift back to the traveling public and the stakeholders that we're not going to be up there impacting them through their holiday season.
The new toll lane will stretch from the Veterans Memorial Tunnel to the Empire exit. CDOT expects to finish the project by mid-November. The man being held in the investigation of a deadly shooting during two confrontational rallies in Denver over the weekend appeared in court yesterday. Police say Matthew Dollop has no affiliation with Antifa. He said he was working as a private security guard for Nine News at the protest, but Denver officials say Dollop was not licensed to act as a security guard in the city. He's being held without bond. 75 in Denver, 68 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.